Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fuyin English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 89. First of all, we need to review what we've learned last time. Now let's do some exercise. Translation, the first one.
你刚刚去过电影院吗?
How to say that in English? Have you just been to the cinema? Number two,
我父亲不在，他去北京了。
My father isn't in, he has gone to 北京。Number three,
有一部新电影正在上演。
A new film is on. The last one,
今天晚上电视上有什么节目?
What's on television tonight?Okay, now let's read the new words and expressions. First one, believe,
相信,
believe. May,
可以,
may. How long,
多长,
how long. Since,
自从,
since. Why,
为什么?
Why? Sell,
卖，出售。
Sell. Because,
因为。
Because. Retire,
退休。
Retire. Cost,
花费。
Cost. Pound,
英镑。
Pound. Worth.
值钱
worth penny
便是
penny 第一个词 believe
注意它的拼写有三个 e 我们可以这样子记重要的事情说三次才能够相信、然而就是相信的话中间也可能会藏有谎言中间 lie 是谎言 lie 的意思那么常用的短语 believe somebody 相信某人 believe in somebody 信任某人你等于 trust 好我们来翻译几个句子我不相信你说的话
I don't believe you
我们互相信任
We believe in each other
你应该相信上帝
You should believe in God
No more believe 还可以加 that 从句 For example,
I believe that he is honest.
还有一个短语 believe it or not,
信与不信
我们可以用在口语的表达中
Sell,
卖出售
For sale,
on sale, 都是它的名词变形注意动词 sell, 名词 sale。好，我们来翻译几个句子。我把车卖给了他。
I sold my car to him。
此句中因为是卖给了，我们要用过去式，所以把 sell 原形就变成了 sold。那我要是加上以5000元的价格卖给了他，这句话应该怎么变呢？
I sold my car to him for 5,000 yuan.
好，派生词有推销员 salesman. 下面一个单词 retire, 这是一个合成词 re 表示反复。那 tire 呢就是累。那你想，那我们既然退休了，那就是因为太累了，所以我们把它放在一起 retire.Retire. 他不久将要退休了，结束他的航海生涯。
He is going to retire soon from the sea.
他周末通常将隐退到他山上的那个别墅里。
He often retires to his country house at weekends.
第三句，女士们离席退出。男士们则继续喝酒聊天。 The ladies retired, and the gentlemen went on drinking and chatting.
下一个单词 cost， 注意它的变形 cost， 过去式和过去分词都和原形一样。好，我们来翻译几个句子。
这座房子卖多少钱？有两种表达 ，How much is this house？
也可以用今天学的 cost。
How much does this house cost？
那么常用的花费，我们有以下几个短语。现在我们来辨析一下。第一个 cost， 比如说这件外套花了$30。
This coat costs $13。
那也用 pay for， 支付。怎么说呢
？I paid $13 for this coat。
用 spend on 怎么表达呢
？I spent $13 on my coat。
所以在不同的主语服务下，我们需要使用不同的动词与之搭配。好，下一个词 worth， 价值。首先看它的词性，介词。第一，这条项链值多少钱
？How much is the necklace worth？
This coat is worth every penny of it。还有一个常用的短语。Be worth doing, 值得一做。For example, the book is worth reading. 那么证明给某人看，证明它的价值，我们用 prove one's worth。那看两个钱币的单位 pound, 英镑 penny, 分。每天的这个兑换率的都在不断的变化。所以此处呢，我们就不细讲了。要注意的是，英国的纸币呢，有100、20、10块和5块的面值，而硬币呢，则有1分、50分、20分、10分的。注意的是 ，penny 是单数，其复数变形要变成 pence，P-E-N-C-E。好，现在就让我们来走进今天的课文。
Good afternoon. I believe that this house is for sale.
That's right.
May I have a look at it, please?
Yes, of course. Come in.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for 20 years.
20 years? That's a long time.
Yes, I've been here since 1976.
Then why do you want to sell it?
Because I've just retired. I want to buy a small house in the country.
How much does this house cost?
£68,500.
That's a lot of money.
It's worth every penny of it.
Well, I like the house, but I can't decide yet. My wife must see it first.
Women always have the last word.
Now let's ask and answer the questions. First one, how long has Ian lived here?
He has lived here for 20 years, or we can say he has been here since 1976.
Second one, why does he want to sell it?
Because he has just retired, he wanted to buy a small house in the country.
The last question, how much does this house cost?
£68,500. Okay, now let's look at the dialogue sentence by sentence. The first one.
Good afternoon. I believe that this house is for sale.
注意 believe 用的是后面加了一个从句 that 完整句 this house is for sale.
is 加介词短语表示一种状态。That's right. 嗯，你说的对。May I have a look at it? 我能看一下吗？ Yes, of course. 当然啦。Come in. 请进。How long have you lived here? 注意要有完成时，因为什么呀？因为已经住了很久了。那么现在咱们俩说话呢，有统计的感觉，自然就要用完成时咯。I have lived here for 20 years. 表示惊讶。20 years? That's a long time. 哦，很久了。然后伊恩补充道， Yes, I have been here since 1976. 好，从刚才的 for 20 years 和 since 1976 我们可以看出，当我们用一个时间段，就是一个段时间的话，我们用 for 加，比如说20年 for 20 years。而我们用点时间1976年，我们要用 since， 自从什么时候开始。请大家用的时候呢，注意这两者的区别。下面 Then why do you want to sell it? 那你为什么要卖这个房子呀？那房主Ian说， Because I have just retired. 我刚刚退休了。I want to buy a small house in the country.哎，退休了，我也就不需要住这个大房子了。我呢，想在乡下买一个小房子，啊，过更加惬意的生活。那尼古尔就问呢，关键点啊 ，How much does this house cost? 需要花多钱呢？他回答道 £68,500。好，那么对于尼古尔来说呢，这房子是看上了，他就这样说 ：I like the house.But I can't decide yet. 房子我倒是很喜欢，但是呢，我还不能做决定。因为什么呀 ？My wife must see it first. 我的妻子必须要首先看一下。那 Ian 也是表示同意这个观点的。他怎么说？他说 ：“Women always have the last word. 女士总是有最后的话语。”那言外之意是，俩人能不能成交，要取决于他们的妻子喽。Okay, now let's try to retell the story just according to the pictures. Ready?
Good afternoon. I believe that this house is for sale.
That's right.
May I have a look at it, please?
Yes, of course. Come in.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for 20 years.
20 years? That's a long time.
Yes, I've been here since 1976.
Then why do you want to sell it?
Because I've just retired. I want to buy a small house in the country.
How much does this house cost?
£68,500.
That's a lot of money.
It's worth every penny of it.
Well, I like the house, but I can't decide yet. My wife must see it first.
Women always have the last word.
Lesson 89, Heavenly Home, 天上的家。约翰福音说，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是你没有，我就早已告诉过你们了。我去原是为你们准备地方去。几乎所有的宗教，甚至古希腊哲学家们，都相信我们在死后会前往一个并住在那里永恒的地方。虽然古印度人和古希腊人没有什么交往，中原人和古印第安人也很少来往，所有的人却都怀揣着一个天堂梦想。这只能有一个解释，天国是上帝固化在我们灵魂里的信心，这是与生俱来的信仰。这普世的信仰给我们现在的生命一个归宿和目的，但是同时我们的良心也知道，若想成功地前往天国，我们必须努力去做好人，不然我们就得去地狱了。但是
在这个邪恶的世界里过出圣洁的生活实在是很难，甚至是不可能的，所以我们的良心会常常责备我们。但是主耶稣却告诉我们，他为我们预备了天国的住处，这启示确实是安慰了我们，因为我们知道天国是上帝的恩典，不需要我们的好行为来争取它，并且这天国的恩典是来自耶稣的，因为他去了天国是为我们准备地方去的。只要我们守在这个基督里，他就必然会接我们去往天国。主啊，感谢你，因为你牺牲了自己，为我们的罪付出了自己圣洁的生命，使我们在你的里面得到了永远的天国。求你坚定我的信心，使我在离开这个世界与主同在之前，为主在这邪恶的凶险的世界里更好地去传扬安慰，传扬福音之道。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。